Go tonight, John.
Hey, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be the Bushier Tigers taking on the Milan Wildcats this evening. Girls game up first. I happen to have the starters for you for the Wildcats. For the girls, it's going to be number 0, Kayla Fleshman. Number 3, Whitney Schnelly. Number 10, Carly Bowley. Number 23, Kara Curtis. And number 25, Brooke Bankus. And for Bashir, it's going to be number 13, Jesse Hill. Number 21, Ashley Clarkson. Number 23, Kimberly Elsey. Number 33, Chelsea Collip. And number 41, Christina Scudder. Well, we're just about ready to get underway. These teams have played each other before, John, and I believe Bashir came out on top, didn't they?
That's right. They won by around 10, I think, although it was a pretty closely contested match all the way through midway through the fourth quarter. Both these teams were playing in their first matches of the season, so it's a little hard to tell where they're at now compared to where they were at then.
Well, we'll find out tonight, I guess.
Yeah, they're both seasoned now. Here we go.
Tips up, and Jesse Hill, the jumper in the middle, just committed an illegal act. The person that jumps cannot grab the ball. Has to be tipped. Thus, it's called the tip drill there. I guess that's a turnover there on Hill. Milan's going to start with the ball. Schnelly has it top the key. She dribbles, guarded closely by Hill. Now right wing into Fleshman. Fleshman puts it inside to Bankus. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Collip, and she's hassled by a couple defenders of Nyland and finally gets it out to Hill. Hill on the left sideline. Now passes off to Collip. Collip into the corner. Now back out to Hill. Hill right wing for Elsie. Elsie flips it into Scudder. Scudder power move up and in and out of the hoop. Rebounded by Bankus of Milan. Now out to Schnelly. Schnelly sets up the offense. Right wing now from Fleshman. Fleshman, ball fake back to Schnelly in the corner. Now Fleshman wide open from three. Gets it into Bankus. Double team, and she goes right through the double team and puts it up and in off the glass. The Tigers had her double team, and she broke through it.
Yeah, she really did a good job threading the needle. Unfortunately, the defenders were both on kind of the front side of it, so when she got behind them, there wasn't anybody there.
They tried the sandwich double team, and she went right through them. Elvie has it now for the Tigers. Right wing for Clarkson. Clarkson puts on the floor. Now tries to get it into Scudder, and it's picked off by Fleshman. Fleshman, Snelly, who brings it up the court for the Wildcats. Now back out to Fleshman. Fleshman for three. It hit. Whoa. The Wildcats are off to a hot start. 6:30 left to play first quarter. Oh, they're going to say that Fleshman was only going to get credit with a two there. I thought she was behind the arc, but Brashear will take it. 4-0 in favor of Milan. 6:30 left to play first quarter. Hill has the top of the key right wing now for LZ. Now back to Hill. Hill tries to drive through the defenders and cannot do it. It's picked off. Now recovered by LZ before the Milan defender can take it. And LZ gets it into Clarkson, who puts up the shot, and she was fouled. She'll shoot a pair of free throws.
Yeah, she was fouled by Bankus, and that's probably a good thing to get her in foul trouble early because she's an important part of this Milan team.
Clarkson's shot is good, putting the Tigers on the board.
One thing that we haven't mentioned, I haven't seen Haley Kelsey on the field. Is she not playing tonight at all?
I thought she was going to come in on limited action. I know she twisted her ankle pretty bad last game. But I thought she was going to play some. She wore high heels today to school, so it can't be that bad. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to wear high heels anytime, I guess.
I wouldn't want to see you in the high heels either.
Meanwhile, Fleshman fires another three. This time it's no good, and it's rebounded by Bankus. And Bankus flips the shot up, no good. Rebounded now by Collip. Collip out to Elzy, and we're off to the races. Elzy flips it ahead of the pack up to Hill. Hill now picked up by defenders and dribbles baseline now to Collip for 10 feet. Shot no good. Rebounded by Milan Bankus, I believe. No, that was not Bankus. It was
Curtis.
Curtis is correct. Fleshman has the right wing. She loves to work the right wing. Now off to Snowy inside to Bankus, and it worked beautifully. The Tigers need to find a remedy for Bankus early before she gets to going real hot.
She'll take that shot all night long if you let her.
Right wing for Hill on the corner now. Almost travels, gets it back out to Collip. Collip to Elvy at the top of the key. Elvy now inside the Hill. Hill back out to Collip. Collip just inside the arc. In and out. Rebounded by Bankus. Bankus now back out to Schnelli.
So much for the offensive boards. Tigers got to do something with that, but they're going to have a hard time with Bankus there.
Fleshman right wing into Bankus. Bankus up and in. The Tigers are not able to defend her. They need the double team back on her.
Bankus is probably an appropriate name because she takes it to the bank.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hill for three off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Curtis. Now out to Schnelli. Schnelli now picked up by Hill in kind of a three-court trap, but it wasn't used real effectively. Now the ball into Curtis. Poked away by Collip. Collip with the steal. Nice play there by Chelsea Collip. Now to Scudder to Elzy. Elzy right wing to Hill. Hill, ball fake. Now back out to Elzy for three. Yes! Elzy had 5 threes in the La Plata game Tuesday night. She picked up where she left off.
She needed 6.
Huh?
She needed 6.
Yeah, that's right. Tigers lost a heartbreaker Tuesday night to La Plata, double overtime. I wasn't there, but I heard it was thrilling. Were you there, John?
Hey, that's another foul on Bankus over the back. Yes, I was there for that. That was Tigers were playing catch-up for a very long time. They got down in a pretty deep hole in the first half. I think they were down by 9 or 10 or so. Then clawed their way back and at the buzzer, tied it up. Fought their way back in the first overtime, tied it up, and had a chance to do the same thing in the second overtime. Wow, did you see that?
Meanwhile, we were talking about the past. The future was happening, and Elvy hit a three again.
That same spot, too.
Pretty well. I don't know why Milan's playing off of her like we're playing off of Bankus, who had to come out because of those two fouls. So the Tigers are catching a little break here in the first quarter with 3:27 left to play. It's all knotted up at 8. And I think of the 8, Bankus has 6 for Milan.
Yeah, the only other one was Fleshman shot that one that was just inside the line.
And I think Elzy has 6 of ours and then accompanied by 2 Ashley Clarkson free throws. Is that right?
Hey, and there's Haley Kelsey in the game. So she's taken off her high heels and put something else a little more comfortable on.
She does have a brace on that ankle. Fleshman has trouble getting it across and now throws it out of bounds, but I believe Hill tipped it, so it'll remain with the Wildcats.
Yeah, they're calling a foul on her.
Oh, they called Hill with a foul? I didn't think that looked like a foul. Inbounded straight into Schnelly. Schnelly guarded now closely by Hill. The foul on Hill doesn't stop her defensively. She's pretty well relentless. Elsie with the steal. Going to take it coast to coast. Now flipping off the Hill. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey, who is fouled. Kelsey will shoot a pair of free throws. And we'll see if Kelsey can convert from the charity stripe. Shot up and good. Nine.
That sprained ankle didn't seem to affect her foul shooting.
Hey, second one is good as well.
Hey, how about that? Tigers with their first lead of the game.
The ball tipped by Elsie, but gets to Mylan's Oder. And Oder was promptly fouled by Bouchier. No, what are they going to call? A jump ball? Did Clarkson get in there and get her hands on it? I thought they were going to call her with a reach. Tigers will take it. Elsie has a right wing. She looks confused. Now flips it off to Hill. Hill on the right wing dribbles out to the top of the key. Now right side for Elsie. Elsie guarded closely now by Miley defenders. Nice move by Kelsey. Pump fake, turnaround shot is good. 12-8 in favor of the Tigers. 2:36 left to play, first quarter. Ball's passed off to Schnelly. Schnelly ahead of four defenders. Flips it outside for, who was that? Van Lugen?
She's right.
She hits a 15-footer good for Milan to cut the lead to two. Right wing now for Hill. Hill dribbles up left side. Top the key now. Left for Elsie. Another three. Yes! She's got three already this game. John, she's on pace to have 12.
Well, you always like to see her get on track.
Oh, you don't like to see your foul.
Dumb foul. Going for the jump ball, trying to get her hands on Boley, who had the ball over there, and she got a little bit too aggressive. That'll be her first. 2 minutes, 6 seconds left of the first. Tigers lead at 15-10.
Ball inside to Schnelly. Schnelly being pestered again by Hill. Now double team's going to come as Kimberly Elsie comes in. Ben Lugan has the ball now right wing for Fleshman. Fleshman's shot is good. Just inside the arc again.
I don't understand. When these kids are out there right at the arc, why don't they don't check where they're at?
Take another 6 inches outside and you'll get an extra point for it. Hill has it now left wing for Elsie inside to Kelsey. Kelsey turnaround shot looked terrible. No good. Rebounded by Oder of Milan, now to Schnelly. Schnelly being pestered by Collip, now picked up by Hill. Schnelly right wing for Fleshman. Fleshman on the floor from 18. Shot no good, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey's going to bring it up herself. Tallest girl on the court. Kelsey right wing now for Clarkson, who almost loses it. Now back out to Collip. Collip top the key. Dribbles left side, looking for Elsie, now to Hill. Hill right wing holds it. Holds and now puts on the floor. Left wing for Elsie. Elsie open. Now gets it inside to Kelsey. Kelsey power move again and she's fouled. She'll shoot a pair again. And with 1 minute left in the first quarter, Tigers lead at 15-12. Awaiting two Kelsey free throws.
The foul is going to be on Van Ingen. That's her first foul. Here's Kelsey's first shot. It comes up short. Bounces back to her off the front end of the iron. We've got Scudder and Ashley Collip coming in for their first action. Clarkson and Hill coming out. Here goes the second shot. Nice looking rotation. It's short as well, but Haley Kelsey gets her own rebound, sends it in to Christina Scudder.
Oh.
Man, she tried to get it in off the bottom of the blackboard. That never worked very well.
That's tough to do. Schnelly has it working right side all the way to the right baseline. Now flips it back out to Van Ingen. Now the Fleshman top the key for Oder. Schnelly now has it outside the arc. Now the Fleshman. Fleshman tried to hit Boley running the baseline, and Boley was looking the other way. It hit her on the head and went out of bounds. That's got to be embarrassing.
Rule one, violation. Make sure they're looking at you. Here comes Elsie coming the other way. Hands off to Chelsea. Collip up the top of the key. She takes it around over to the right-hand side. Picks up the dribble, sends it off to Elsie, the right wing. Elsie will bring it back up the top of the key, resets the offense, sends in Christine's cutter in the lane, back over the left side, shot is up and no good, a little too strong, and it's Van Ingen that comes up with it. She hands it off to Schnelli. Schnelli brings it across the timeline, guarded by Collip. Shot is an air ball, and that is it for the first period. Tigers lead it 15-12.
Well, I see trouble coming back in for the Tigers.
Yep. Bankus is showing her presence. Tigers tried to take advantage of that and did a pretty good job, but they just had some shots that just were not very good shots, really.
Oh, ugly looking shots. They threw up some ducks that couldn't find the ocean, I don't think. Well, we'll see if they can remedy and get some better shots in the second quarter, even though they're going in with the lead with all those bad shots. So
that's better than the alternative.
That's right. And I tell you what I'd do. I'd set up to clear the side out, draw all the defenders away, and then bring Elsie around for a three. She's been hot tonight. Three in the first quarter.
That, and they're going to have to double-team Bankus on the other end.
Oh, most definitely. They cannot let her get hot, or else it's going to be trouble for the Tigers.
All right, it's going to be Milan's ball to start this second period. Bankus is going to inbound it to a waiting Schnelli. Snelly's a real good little ball handler here. She's guarded by Hill. Takes it around the right-hand side, back to right wing to Fleshman. Oh, Kelsey went for the steal, and she was a little late getting there and got the Bankus. The Bankus then was wide open, and she was able to convert. 15-14 now, Tigers with the lead. Hill has the ball at the top of the key, changes direction, sends it in to Haley Kelsey, and she wasn't able to control it. It ended up going on the ground for kind of a scrum, and it's going to end up being a jump ball, but it'll stay with the Tigers.
Elsie set to inbound as they're having trouble with Bankus. Bankus was the one that poked it away from Kelsey. Elsie comes on a screen for three. Yes! She's got four now!
Nope, they just gave her two.
Oh. Her foot must have been on the line because she was real close. Meanwhile, Bowley passes off to Schnelli. Schnelli has the right wing. Now flips it over to Fleshman. Fleshman, ball fake back to Schnelli. Looking to work it in to Bankus. Bad pass over Bankus' hand, and Chelsea Collip was standing there saying, I'll take it. Hit it right in the stomach. Collip takes it all the way left baseline now to Elsie. Elsie with some ball fakes, puts on the floor and out of here. Hill drives baseline, now flips it back out to up the key for Kelsey. Left wing for Elsie to a wide open Collip. Collip shot is good from 15 feet.
Collip is someone you like to see get going because she has a real good shot from the corner.
The ball is pushed straight down to Fleshman. Fleshman's shot draws the bottom of the net and then is rebounded by Scudder. Scudder gives it back to Collip, and Collip brings it up the court. She's going to drive all the way into the lane, fires up an ugly shot, and it's pulled away by Curtis. Curtis now to Schnelli. Schnelli is going to take it up the right side. Now pulls it out and reset the offense, and it's picked away by Elsie on an intended pass to Fleshman, and it goes out of bounds with the Milan ball.
So with 6:19 left in the half, Tigers lead it 19-14. It's going to be Milan's ball in front of the Tigers bench. Looks like it's got Bankus over there. It's going to inbound it.
I bet they try to work it back to her here as soon as she gets it in.
Oh, wow. Got it in. Jesse Hill got a piece on it. Ended up with Kimberly Elsie's hands, and we're going the other way.
And now Schnelli steals the ball and loses it again, and now Bankus gets it and makes a heads-up play, passes it out to Curtis, and she's going to bring it up the left side of the court. Now gives it back to Schnelli, who set up the offense for the Wildcats. Right wing now for Van Ingen. She looks confused, now puts it on the floor, tries to get around Scudder, can't do it, flips it over to Bankus. Bankus way too deep for her taste. However, she launches one, and it looked bad. Rebounded by Collip. Collip guarded closely by Bowley as she takes it all the way. Coast to coast, shot is up and off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Scudder. Scudder's shot no good, and she collects the rebound, gives it out to Kelsey. Kelsey from just inside the arc is good.
Kelsey really likes to shoot from out there about 12, 15 feet. She's not always good at converting, but that one she did a good job with.
Bowley down the right side of the lane. Gives it back out to Schnelli. Now Bowley again outside the arc. Bowley now to Van Ingen looking for the cutter. No, the pass wasn't there, so they work it into Bankus. Bankus now triple team back out to Van Ingen. Ingen on the right side. trying to get around. Scudder can't do it now. The bank is outside the arc. Now left wing for Bowie. Bowie all the way. Left-handed layup. Shot no good. But she was fouled by Collip.
I think that's right. The Tigers are forcing Bankus to come out around the arc, and that's a good place for her because I don't think she's going to do much shooting out there.
Well, it seems that the past few trips, every time Bankus has had it anywhere close to the basket, the Tigers bring three to put on her. And if that's what it takes to shut her down, I'd say that's what the Tigers need to be doing. First shot by Bowie is no good, and the score remains 21-14 with 4:58 left to play. Second quarter action. One more shot for Bowie. This one's up and in and out, rebounded by Kelsey.
Well, having Haley Kelsey in there has really done a lot for Tigers rebounding. They're able to kind of neutralize Bankus with that.
Good pass by Kelsey out to Hill for three. Bounces off the rim and then the backboard and then falls out. And it's rebounded by Bankus off to Bowie. Bowie pulls it out now to Schnelli. Schnelli tops the key, goes right wing now for Fleshman. Wide open, decides to launch the three, and it's an air ball. Fleshman is pretty good from just about 2 feet inside that arc, but when you get outside the arc, she doesn't have enough mustard on it to get it up there. She's just a sophomore, so give her another year or two and she'll be hitting those.
All right, here comes Kimberly Elsie bringing the ball up. Milan falls back in their standard defense. Elsie tries to get it in, and Bankus gets a hand on it and steal, and Schnelli's going to bring the ball back the other way. Another turnover by the Tigers. They've got to be careful. They can't afford these things. Schnelli has it around the right-hand side, takes along the right-hand side of the lane. A little shot up off the glass is no good, really way far off the mark, and Elsie's going to bring the ball back the other way. Gets it up to Haley Kelsey in a hurry, and is that foul going to be on Bankus?
No, it's going to be called on Curtis. They absolutely punished Kelsey. I thought maybe she was going to come down bad on that ankle, but she appears to be okay when she got up. She wasn't limping or anything.
Going to be the first foul on Curtis. Kelsey's shot is up and good. Kelsey's a real good foul shooter. Tigers leading this 122-14, 4:02 left in the half. Second shot on its way. It's up and it's nothing but net.
Full court press now offered by the Brashear Tigers, and promptly Kelsey picks it off, gets it over to Elsie, thought about the three, now drives into the defense and throws up a bad shot as she was fouled, and she thought so. It was no good, but the ball was rebounded by Kelsey yet again, who puts it up and in for two more points. Now a Bowie coast to coast, and she stops, pops, and throws it over the whole thing, missing the rim and everything, and it's rebounded by Kelsey, who gives it off to Elsie.
Milan has had their opportunities. Those are for some pretty easy shots up there just off the glass, but they're really far off the mark.
Elsie trying to work it into Kelsey. Now back out to Hill. Hill drives right baseline. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Scudder. Scudder shot off the bottom of the rim, and then it's picked up and collected by both Milan and the Tigers. It'll be a jump ball, and possession of favors the Wildcats.
So with 3:19 left in the half, Tigers lead at 25-14.
Bankus into Fleshman. Fleshman up the right side, guarded by Clarkson. Fleshman having troubles, now gives it off to Schnelli, guarded closely by Hill. Tiger defenders are doing pretty well man-to-man, but when he gets into Bankus, like right now, they can't do very well. And then Bankus throws it right to Collip. Collip with the Paris steals tonight. She brings up the left side, finds Elsie. Elsie looking inside, looking, now puts on the floor, passes inside to Scudder. Scudder up and off the glass, good. That was a nice little almost pick-and-roll type deal, but instead of a pick, Elsie just went around her, man, and threw it up and over to Scudder for the basket.
Schnelli's going to take it around the left-hand side, gets it into pay dirt to Curtis. Curtis, and she had a hand on it and got to turn around on the foul, so she's going to go to the line. Well, actually, yeah, she will. I thought it might have been a spot foul to begin with, but they're going to say she was in the process of shooting, so she'll get a chance to shoot a couple. Tigers lead at 27-14. The foul was on Clarkson. That was her first. First foul shot is up, and it's nothing but net. Kelsey and Collip check back in.
Ashley, that is.
That would be true. We've got two Collips on the field right now. Here goes the second foul shot. It's up, and it's good as well. So Myla converts on both ends of the foul. Uh-oh! Haley Kelsey threw the ball right into the feet of Ashley Collip. She wasn't expecting it, but Tigers able to hang on to it, though. Send it around to Chelsea Collip, the right-hand side, and Curtis gets a hand on it, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers.
Ooh, tight pass inside to Hill, who takes it pretty much out of the hands of Kelsey, who inbounded it. Now Hill passed to Lodwig over to Ashley Kopp to Chelsea, her sister. Dribbles right into the basket, and she's fouled. She'll shoot a pair of free throws.
2:17 left in the half. Tigers lead at 27-16.
Well, this has been a quick game so far, really.
14 fouls on the Tigers, 6 on Milan. Chelsea Collop's shot is up, and it rattles around, goes back in. Tigers now leading 28-16. The second shot is on its way, and it's up, and it's good as well. 29-16, Tigers with the advantage.
Bankus inbounds to Schnelli, now to Bowley. Bowley puts on the floor, guard close by Ashley Collop. Bowley all the way down the right side. Now back out to Schnelli with 2:05 left to play, second quarter. Bowie looking as she dribbling. Now gives it over to the top to Bankus. Bankus wide open. The shot is good. The Tigers can't afford to front Bankus as she just takes it and puts it right inside to the hoop. Hurts the Tigers. And now Chelsea Collett comes down and travels. And Kimberly Hills is going to check in for Jesse Hill. 1:50 left to play. Second quarter. Tigers lead at 29-18. Bankus inside now to Schnelli. Schnelli right wing. Calls out a play, brings Bankus around, wide open. Bankus, this time fouled by Kelsey as she came off of a screen wide open, and Schnelli found her. She would have had an undeterred shot, but Kelsey finally came around on defense and slapped her for the foul. First foul on Kelsey.
Looking for the block, but Bankus was a little too tall for that and got hands.
I didn't know how well Bankus would shoot free throws, but she hit the first one.
Scudder checking in for Emily Ladwig.
Second by Bankus is good as well. Tigers have the ball for the last minute and 30 should they choose to run the clock off. Passed off to Chelsea Collop, who promptly fires up a shot that's no good. And who was it that came down with the rebound? That was Curtis. And Kimberly Elsley snuck in and got her hands on it, so it'll stay with the Tigers as alternating possession favors Brashear.
1:29 left in the half, 29-20 Tigers.
Haley Kelsey finds Kimberly Elsley, who has her shot blocked, and then Christina Scudder and Curtis come up tied with the ball again. This time, possession arrow favors Milan. Jesse Hill comes in for Ashley Collop, and Milan set to go with the ball for the last minute 25. Bankus gets it into Bowley. Bowley all the way around the defense, clear down to the right side again, and then she passes up to Schnelli. Schnelli right side, trying to work across on Hill. Now to Bowley for three. Shot is good, and they're going to say her toe is on the line. Just a two-pointer for Bowley. They've cut the lead, though, to 7. Tigers had a big cushion now, kind of losing steam. Hill has it poked away and stolen by Fleshman. Under a minute to go now. Schnelli has it top the key for the Wildcats. They might be content for the last shot and go into halftime. No, Bowie's going to launch another two with her toe on the three-point line, and Kara Curtis comes away with the rebound, gives it off to Schnelli. Schnelli dribbles in, now back out to Bowie. Bowie's not afraid to shoot, and this time she hits from about 12 feet out, and the Tigers have lost the lead down to 5 points now. 30 seconds, and Collop has it for Brashear on the left wing. Now out to the top of the key for Hill, right wing for Elsey. Elsey, ball fake, now back out to Hill. Hill inside to Kelsey. Kelsey turnaround shot high off the glass, no good. Rebounded though by Hill. Hill with 20 seconds left to go. Now left wing for Collop. Collop into the corner for Kelsey. Kelsey shot from 16 is good. Tigers lead at 31-24, now 10 seconds left. Bowley has it with 7. Bowley dribbling, not in much of a hurry with 5. Down to 3, she launches from deep, and the shot's no good at the end of the half. The Tigers go into halftime with a 31-24 lead. I'll come back and I'll have the stats for you for the first half, and we'll get set here to go in about 10 minutes for the third quarter and second half of the girls' game.
All that and more from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri.
Well, John, we're just about ready to go here in the second half. Some of the first half tallies for you. For the Milan Wildcats, the leading scorer, by no surprise, was Brooke Bankus with 12. Carly Boley and Kayla Fleshman each had 4 points. Kara Curtis and Mary Van Ingen each had 2 points. And for the Brashear Tigers, the leading scorer was Haley Kelsey with 12, followed closely by Kimberly Elsie with 11. Chelsea Collip had 4. Christina Scudder and Ashley Clarkson each had 2 points. And at the end of the first half, the Tigers led it 31-24. What do you see here in the second half?
Well, I see more bankers, and I see more opportunities by the Tigers to cover her and neutralize her and take this game home.
Well, we'll see what happens. Well, whose ball is it to start? It's going to be the Packer ball to start the third quarter. Clarkson set to inbound for Bashir. She looks the other way and then passes into Elsie as if to confuse Mile, and Elsie was the only one that was even close to getting the ball. Hill has it now for the Tigers to call up at the top of the key. Call up now right wing for Hill. Hill inside the Scudder. Scudder finds a wide open Ashley Clarkson, and she turns around and misses the two-footer. That hurts the Tigers when you miss easy shots.
It's obvious that the message at halftime to Bowley was stay on Elsie.
That's probably a good message. Ball poked away by Elsie and picked up by Hill. Hill's going to bring it up for the Tigers on the right wing. Guarded closely now by Fleshman. Hill pulls back. Now pressures again down on the right side of the free throw line. Now over to Scudder out to Hill. Her shot is off the front of the rim and goes out of bounds. Off of, was it Scudder?
Yes, it was Scudder. Bowley had a hand on it, but apparently Scudder was the one that had it last. Bowley's coming the other way, breaks the press, gets it up to Schnelly. Schnelly resets the offense, brings it over this way, sends it back to the left corner, and you're going to have to take it because I can't see.
It's inside to Schnelly now. Out to Fleshman for 2 off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Hill. Hill puts it on the court, brings it straight up the gut of the key, and now takes the left side. Now going to bring it back out towards the top, flips it left elbow for Clarkson. Clarkson puts it on the floor inside off of Bankus, and the shot is no good, picked up by Hill. Hill and Bankus are on the floor wrestling for it, and Hill's going to lose that 95% of the time.
Bankus was lucky she wasn't called for the foul there, too, I think.
Jump ball favored Milan, and they have it. Bankus passes into Bowley up the right side. Bowley picks it up now, and she picked it up with about 4 feet moving at once. That's always the travel.
Yeah, and that was caused by Hill. Hill was on her like glue.
Hill has it now on the left wing. They're trying to work Elsie off for a screen, and it's picked up by Schnelly. Schnelly, coast to coast. No good. Rebounded by Clarkson. Holy cow, wide open, nobody within 5 feet, and Schnelly misses the layup. And now, Collip driving into the hoop is fouled by Kara Curtis.
Wish that had been on Bankus instead. She was right beside her, but she took it around Curtis instead, and Curtis is one that is the guilty culprit. And we got Van Ingen coming in the game, I would guess, for Curtis.
Good guess. Elsie straight inside the Scudder. It was partially blocked, I believe, and it's going to be Schnelly coming away with it. Schnelly up the right side, double teamed by Collip and Hill. Now peels it out to the left wing and flips it off to Fleshman. Fleshman inside to Van Ingen. Van Ingen over to Bankus. Bankus finds a wide open Fleshman underneath the hoop, and she scores. 31-26, Tigers lead it. 5:45 left to play in the third quarter.
All right, here comes Hill coming the other way. She'll take it around on the right-hand side, brings it back out to Scudder at the top of the key around the left side to Chelsea Collip. Collip puts it on the floor, drives it in, shoots, no good, but Christina Scudder comes up with it back to Hill, the right side of the block, sure shot up the glass, no good, and, of course, Bankus comes up with it. All right, here comes the Bowley. Bowley resets the offense up here in front of the Wildcat bench, off to Schnelly. Schnelly takes it around the right side, hands it off to Bowley, back to Bankus, bringing it back around to the left-hand side. Now, I'll let you take it.
Fleshman out into the corner for Bowley. Bowley thinks about the shot, now gives it off to Bankus. Bankus with a bad pass, and it's poked away and picked up by Scudder with the left-handed scoop up to Collip. That was a heck of a play there by Scudder. Now to Elsie. Elsie finds Scudder and rewards her with the basket. Oh, that was an unbelievable pick up off the ground and flipped it straight to Collip. Very impressive. Now, Fleshman has it on the left wing, and it's out of bounds off of Bowie. It'll be Tiger ball.
Yeah, and Elsie caused that. She was playing aggressive defense and got a hand on it, and Bowie had to fight for it and couldn't contain it, so it ends up in Tiger's hand.
Ball is inbounded inside to Hill. Hill has it. Now tries to split the defenders up top. She does on the 2-3 defense and then decides to give it back out to Kelsey on the arc. Now Hill has it again on the right wing, and it's kicked off by Van Ingen, who tosses over to Schnelli. Schnelli nearly over and back, guarded closely by Hill, but she peels away from her and has it now on the right wing to Bowley. Bowley fires up a shot just inside the arc. No good. Rebound by Hill. Hill's going to take it up the right side herself. Now gives it off to Kelsey. Kelsey looking to get it back to Hill on the cut. She can't do it. And now gives it to Collip top the key. Collip now inside to Kelsey again. Kelsey working hard on the baseline now out to Hill. Now right wing for Collip. Back to Hill. Hill looking for Elsie. Elsie dribbles inside the key. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by a new girl,
Odor.
Who?
Odor.
Odor, that's right. She was in the game earlier. Schnelli has it now for Milan on the right wing, now over left wing. Schnelli inside to Fleshman. Fleshman over to Van Ingen on the left elbow. Shot no good. Rebounded by LZ. Oh, they're going to get a jump ball. It looks like Bowley was on top of LZ, but they're going to call it a jump ball. I didn't know if Bowley even had her hands on it. I know she had her hands on LZ.
Well, a few bad calls will allow. That's the first one I saw that was really bad tonight.
Hill has it now right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey dribbles around the defender and now passes it straight inside to Odor. Oh, Odor was wide open, though. You got to give Kelsey credit for that. Schnelli has it now atop the key for Milan. On to the right wing for Bowley. Bowley now to Odor. To Van Ingen to Fleshman left wing. They work it around the top. Now back out to Odor. Just outside the free throw line, rebounded by Collip. Collip throws it into the feet of Hill. Hill back to Collip. Nice play by Hill to keep him from being a jump ball. Collip, coast to coast, blocked by Curtis, I believe. No, it couldn't be Curtis. I think it was maybe Odor then. Anyway, it was blocked, and Milan came away with it. Schnelli has it now left wing for Fleshman, and Van Ingen hits the deck. They're going to call a push on the Tigers. Who was pushing there?
Well, Hill? I thought he said 13, which would be
yeah,
Hill.
Yeah, that's Hill.
The second on her. Haven't called a score here. 2:35 left in the third. Tigers lead at 33-26. Going to be Milan's ball in front of their bench. Didn't see that, but somehow it ends up being knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Tigers' ball.
I think Schnelli kicked it out. Goes to the Tigers then. Elsie has it on the right side, guarded closely by Bowie. Now gives it back out to Hill. Hill left wing into the corner for Collip. Her shot is high and no good. Rebounded by Elsie. Though back out to Collip. Now top key for Hill. Hill finds wide open Kelsey, who gets it into Scudder, and Scudder's shot is no good, but she was fouled.
It carried off her hands into the hands of Scudder. That was about the most circuitous pass I've ever seen.
Well, Hill definitely saw that if she hit Kelsey in the hand the right way, it would go right to Scudder, and that's what she did.
You think it was planned, huh?
Yep. You have to, or else it was just real, real lucky.
Anyway, Scudder had the ball, and she gets fouled, and so she goes to the line, and she converts on both of them. So for 2:12 left in the third, Tigers lead it 35-26. And Milan's coming the other way. Schnelli takes it in and squares up just about two-thirds away along the right side of the lane and is able to convert 35-28. Elsie's come bringing the ball back the other way. Walks it across the timeline, takes it to the right, back to the left, up top the key, over to Collip. Oh, nice-looking pass right into the left blocks. A shot up off the glass by Haley Kelsey is nothing but net.
Collip's been setting that up all night with all her shots, good or bad, out there on the corner, and so when the ball got over to her that time, a bunch of defenders went out there and left Kelsey wide open on the block.
Coach liked what she saw. Put her hands together and was clapping just like the audience.
pretty good sized crowd this evening. The Bashir side is completely packed, and the visiting side is filled up pretty well.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. I looked over there a while ago, and it just seemed like it was pretty sparse. But I think they must have been all down there eating in the canteen.
Well, 1:47 left to play, third quarter. Tigers lead it 37-28. We'll see if they can hang on. It'll be Bashir ball. Didn't Schnelli just go down and hit that shot?
No, we just scored. They just
Kelsey.
Yep. Bankus is going to inbound it for the Wildcats. Looks like the Tigers are in their press configuration. Send it all the way up to Fleshman. Fleshman brings it across the timeline. Sends it back out to Schnelli up the top of the key. She's going to take it around the right-hand side. Cross-court pass back to Curtis. Curtis Bankus ends up with it up top of the key. And here's shot.
Wow, how'd she learn how to shoot out there? That was just inside the arc, and Bankus lined it up and splashed it home.
Elsie's going to bring the ball back the other way. 37-30, Tigers with the advantage. 1:22 left in the third. Oh, wow. Wow. Haley Kelsey ended up with it. She's falling out of bounds and threw it up in the air to keep from going out of bounds, and Wildcats end up with it.
Milan has the ball on the right wing for Bankus. Bankus over to Bowley. Bowley working on Elsie now at top of the key for Schnelli. Schnelli has it, dribbles across to the left wing. Now flips over to Fleshman. Fleshman now top the key for Curtis. Now over to Bankus again outside the arc. Back to Curtis. Now to Schnelli. Schnelli working on Halo. Can't get around her. Decides to give it back out to Curtis. Now to Bankus. Bankus elbowed Kelsey and Elsie both and was not called for the foul. Now Bowley lines up a three. Shot a good rebounder by Cullip. Cullip did a good job as Bankus and Fleshman both were right there. She took it away from both of them. Chelsea gets it inside, tried to get it into Scudder, and now it's a breakaway for Schnelli. Schnelli, the only person to beat is Elsie, and she does a good job of forcing Schnelli back out. Bowley now for three, shot no good, and it goes out of bounds, and before it does, it's corralled by Elsie. It was almost to touch the ground outside of the parameters of the court, and Elsie picked it right before it did. Now Hill for three, and it's off the front of the rim, no good, rebounded by Scudder, who puts it up and in, but it was after the buzzer. So the Tigers will go into the third quarter, leading 37-30.
That normally doesn't work, to score points after the buzzer.
Nah, they don't give you points anyway if you do.
Other than maybe we can give her style points or something.
Yeah, we can maybe get those.
Boy, those splits those cheerleaders do just make me cringe.
Yeah, then they fall down. That makes you cringe, too.
It all looks bad. All right, we're going to go into the fourth quarter with the Tigers lead it 37-30. What do you see in this final quarter of play there?
More Bankus. Tigers, you know, they came out here in the second half and running a lot of press, and it seemed to bother Milan just a little bit. They've gotten a few steals off of it anyway. And some steals here and there helps with the scoring, prevents them, and gives you more opportunities to do it. Anyway, it's going to be Milan ball to start the fourth quarter, and they inbound it to Bankus. Bankus looks confused anywhere outside of the arc, although she did hit that one just inside of it. She now gives it out to Schnelli. Schnelli, left wing, looks confused herself. Now gives it to Bowley. Bowley inside to Curtis, and it hits Curtis right in the old paw, and it goes out of bounds. Tiger ball.
Milan's a little bit discombobulated here at the beginning of the fourth period.
You're starting to confuse me now, John. Those big
words aren't too good. I can't spell it. I know that.
Cullip has it. Finds a wide open Scudder. Great find there by Cullip. Scudder was roaming the right baseline. Cullip from the left outside part of the arc, hits her, and Scudder puts it in. Left wing now for, was that Fleshman, whose shot is altered by Cullip, but she came in and kind of whacked her a little too late, and it'll be a foul there on Chelsea Cullip.
Let's see, it's either going to be her second, or just was her second the last time. I guess it's the second.
Assist or second. First shot by Fleshman is good.
I was afraid you were going to tell me she was shooting three.
No, she was about 3 feet inside the arc, but the second is no good. Rebounded by Bankus, who gets it off to Schnelli. Schnelli, not a Fleshman. Fleshman inside, back to Bankus. Bankus, kind of the old Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hook shot, and it goes off the bank. 33-39, Tigers lead down to 6 points with 7 minutes left to play fourth quarter.
I think they call that the sky hook. Isn't that what that was called?
Yeah. Ball now to Collip on the left. Baseline, her shot's up and in.
Collip's hitting on those, forcing them to come out, and that leaves Scudder open about half the time.
The ball now is poked away by Hill, but recovered by Curtis. Curtis high off the glass, no good. Rebound not by Kelsey. Kelsey is going to bring it up herself.
I predict they'll send that right back over there to Collip, and we'll see if Scudder's open.
Well, we're resetting on the other side. This time Scudder out to Collip. Collip dribbles around the right side, now finds Kelsey. Kelsey into Scudder. What a find by Kelsey.
It was that circuitous route again, though.
That was a great pass. Kelsey was double-teamed at the time. One of the defenders came in from another player and crashed as the ball was entered to Kelsey. And Kelsey was kind of bent over as she had to catch the pass. And as she was bent over, she saw Scudder was wide open. She fed it around her defender and hit Scudder right in the numbers. And Scudder put it up and in. Great-looking play there by the Tigers.
So Tigers are leading by a dime, 43-33 with 6:24 left in this ballgame. Timeout on the field, so Milan obviously trying to get things in gear to make a final push onto this thing. Tigers just need to take care of the ball and maybe slow the ball game down just a little bit, and they ought to be all right.
They had the lead down to 7 a while ago, and then all of a sudden they find themselves down 10 again. So they really need to buckle down here in the last 6 minutes and 21 seconds if they're going to come back. Here we go. It will be their ball, and Brashear will press. We'll see what happens. Straight into Boley. Brashear looked like they were still reeling from the timeout, and Boley comes down and just falls down, picked up by Elsie. Elsie goes down for the layup, and it's no good. And then Kelsey comes away with it and puts it up and in. What happened there? Is a slick spot there on the court?
I don't know, but Tigers are leading by a dozen now.
Boley has it again, and she's going to stay away from the left side. She goes right side. Double team now gets it away to Curtis, back to Boley. Boley tries to get it inside to Fleshman. It's poked away by Bankus. Bankus thought it, the pass was intended to her, and she's hearing it now from the coach.
Yeah, she stuck her hands up the last minute. Ball carried up real high out of bounds. Nobody had a chance at it. Dan Elsie has the ball over to Hill on the right side of the lane. Tries to get it in, does get it in to Christina Scudder, who was streaking along the right side of the lane up to the net. Able to convert, 47-33, Tigers now with the lead, 5:31 left in the game. Tigers pressing, Boley with the ball. Finally get it up ahead across the timeline up to
Curtis, who tried to get it into Fleshman, and it goes out of bounds as the pass from Curtis was a little high and sailed over Fleshman's head.
Wildcats are obviously having a hard time dealing with the press tonight. This is probably the most success I've seen with the Tigers running the press. Got some substitutions checking in. Ladwig coming in the game again, and Clarkson as well. Elsie's going to bring the ball back the other way. 5:17 left in the game. Walks across the timeline. Wildcats all fall back on their standard defense. Elsie kind of skirts around the left-hand side, gets it up to Kelsey. Oh, a nice little give-and-go to Kelsey, but Elsie, she's not able to take it on in. It comes back out to Clarkson. Clarkson dribbles around the right-hand side, a little pick and roll. And there's going to be a foul called. I think it's probably going to
Bankus.
Be on Bankus?
Yeah, it was.
Well, we like that.
Just her third, though, and I'd say she's safe to play for the last 5 minutes of the game. Elsie inbounds it straight into Kelsey. Kelsey back to Elsie. Elsie, you know, I don't think she shot the three since that one to open up the second quarter. Now over to Ludwig. Ludwig crossed the left side to Clarkson. Clarkson on the floor into the free throw line. Now off to Scudder. Scudder up and in. Scudder is starting to come alive here. 4:35 left to play now. Milan has the ball. Schnelli on the right wing. Guarded closely by Clarkson, now into Boley. Boley, right corner, and it's poked out of bounds by Kelsey. Excuse me, by Elsie.
It was Elsie, yep.
49-33, Tigers lead it. Call-up comes in for Elsie, and somebody comes in for Scudder, I think.
It's Hill.
Hill. I'm going to go to a more guard-friendly setup for these last 4.5 minutes to keep the ball in our possession.
Slavin's got her warm up off, so she looks like she might be getting ready to check
in
the game.
I think she was getting set to check in when they called the timeout. Who was whose timeout was it? Was it Mylan's?
You know, I didn't see that. Tigers leading at 4:26 left in the ball game, 49-33.
Well, we'll see what's in store here for the last 4 minutes and 26 seconds.
Tigers starting to run some plays to get inside, some little give and goes and pick and rolls and things of that sort, and having a great deal of success with it, really.
Yeah, they've really started to run circles around Milan here for these last, probably really the last 2 minutes. It'll be Milan ball. Schnelli is set to take it out of bounds for the Wildcats. She slaps it and is ready to go. Gets it into Bankus. Bankus tries to get it back into Schnelli, and it goes out of bounds off of Lodwig. So it'll be Milan ball again. This time it's going to be Van Ingen. Van Ingen slaps the ball and can't find anybody. Finally throws it into Bankus. Bankus to back out to Schnelli for 3. Air ball. Rebounded by, it's going to be a jump ball. Curtis and Slavin got their hands on it. And possession arrow says, Tigers. Ball inbounded to Hill. Hill brings it up. Up the right side, now double teams. And timeout called by the Tigers with 4:10 left to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead it 49-33. What's with all the timeouts recently, John? They're getting tired, winded?
I think so. Of course, you know, if you and I were out there, we wouldn't be tired at all.
No.
All right, Clarkson's going to inbound it for the Tigers. Hands it off to Hill. Pass was kind of low, but Hill able to corral it. Takes it around the right-hand side, back out to Clarkson, the right wing. Hill brings it out the top of the key, kind of resets things, hands it off to Clarkson. Clarkson brings it up top of the key. Nearly walks with it, but gets it back to Hill. Oh. Hill tries to pass it in, but right into the hands of Van Ingen. Bowley brings it across the timeline, guarded by Collip. Hands it off to Schnelli. Schnelli sends it over the right-hand side to Van Ingen. Back to Bankus, back to Van Ingen. Her shot on the right elbow comes up short, and Ladvik comes up with the rebound. She hands it off to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline, pulls it up, sends it back out to Clarkson, over to Hill. Hill, high pass into to Collip, into Slavin. Slavin shot up off the glass is no good. Almost went in. They're going to call a foul. I think it's going to be on Clarkson.
Yeah. And Clarkson goes to sit down as Elsie comes back into the game for the last 3 minutes and 8 seconds.
Bowley has it, brings it across the timeline, sends it back out to Schnelli. Schnelly's going to reset things, take it around the horn to the right-hand side, back to Van Ingen. They get it into Bank. It's guarded by Kelsey. And the shot's no good. I'm not sure who had that. The shot wasn't good, but there's a foul. And so Bowley's going to go to the line. 49-33, Tigers with the advantage, 2:53.
You know, I think it's been 49-33 for quite a while now. And just as I say that, Bowley hits the free throw. 49-34. That's the old killing curse on that type of deal. Second one up. That was an air ball. I don't know. I think it must have been my curse on that first one, as bad as the second one looked. Tiger ball now. 2:50 left to play, fourth quarter. Elsie has it for Bashir. Right wing now to Hill. Hill working, gets it inside now to Kelsey, back out to Collup. Collup almost travels with it now, throws over right wing to Hill. Hill tries to work it inside, can't do it, now finds Elsie. Elsie into Collup. Collup from 6 feet out, shot is good. 51-34 now. Tigers lead it with 2:25 left to play. Boldy having trouble, just wildly throws it up to the middle of the court, and Van Ingen is there. So it goes down as an okay pass, but it really wasn't. Hill comes out with the steal now, gives it back to Elsie. Elsie now to Hill again. Hill looking, now flips it into Kelsey, finds a wide open Slavin. Slavin turns, fires, misses, rebounded by Schnelly. Schnelly up the right side, guarded closely by Hill and Collett. Now Collett falls off, and Hill guards her alone, passes to Van Ingen. Van Ingen finds wide open Bankus up and in. 51-36, Tigers lead it. 1:45 left to play, fourth quarter. Elsie has it for the Tigers. Top the key, right wing now for Hill. Hill, ball fake, now on the floor, right wing. Now over to Slavin. Slavin working inside, passes back out to Hill, just inside the arc. Shot no good, rebounded by Bowley. Bowley on the left side of the court, now over to Bankus. Bankus brings up the court for the Wildcats. I'm sure that's not the way they drew it up. Now right wing for Van Ingen, inside to Curtis, wide open, mate feet, shot no good, rebounded by Bankus. Bankus from 6 feet, no good, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey wraps it and now tosses out to Elsie with 1 minute and 5 seconds left to play, fourth quarter. Elsie has it now right wing for Hill. Hill, and there's a timeout with 1:02 left to play, fourth quarter.
Tigers lead it, 51-36. Were you sleeping there, Tyler?
No, but you came on kind of loud and kind of frightened me.
I'm kind of scary at times. Well, Tigers in good shape for the remainder of this one with a cushion of, what is that, about 15 points?
15 exactly.
Well, I must have learned something in math class.
Well, I'd say it's pretty safe. Tigers are going to walk away with a victory tonight unless they just really put together a bunch of stupid moves.
And they kind of needed that after that double overtime loss in La Plata. That's always a tough one to take.
Double overtime, whether you win or lose, is always tough. It runs you kind of ragged, but a win is always a lot better than a loss. Good, bad, or ugly, wins are good. And there's some confusion, and Bashir's going to have the ball. That's the way it should be. Elsie kind of comes away on a little screen, but they inbound it instead to Collup. Collup, that is Ashley Collup. She's the only Collup in there. Gets it off to Scudder. Scudder to Slavin, wide open to Lodwig. He puts it up and in. Nice pass there by Slavin into Lodwig, who is standing under the basket with no defender around. Right wing for Schnelly. Off to Fleshman now, tries to get inside the bank, and instead Bowie comes away with it, wide open. I don't think that's who it was intended to, but that's who it went to and was wide open for the shot. Tigers have it now for the last 30 seconds, should they choose to burn it. Right wing to Ashley Collup, now back out to Elsie. Elsie with 25, left wing, now back over right wing for Collup. Collup dribbles in and fires up an odd-looking shot, no good, rebounded by Bankus with 20 seconds left. Bankus to Curtis with 15. Curtis up the left side with 10. Now the Schnelly over right wing to Fleshman with 7 seconds. And there's going to be a foul. Foul on Lodwig, her first. 7 seconds left, 53-38. Tigers are going to win this thing unless they can come up with a 20-point shot. Here we go. Schnelly finds wide open Bankus, now Fleshman. Fleshman with four. Back out to Bankus. Bankus just inside the arc. Shot no good, and it goes out of bounds. With 0.3 seconds left, this thing is all but over now. And now it is over. Tigers win it, 53-38. Nice game there by the Lady Tigers and Lady Wildcats. They both played tough, but the Tigers came away with the victory.
So they're going to reset the clock here for a bit. And we'll be back to the boys' action for tonight's matchup here at the Bashir Arena. This is John Slavin, joined by Tyler Killing, and we'll be back in a few.
Well, we're back. Getting ready to start the boys' game of the Brashear Tigers versus the Milan Wildcats.
The finals for the girls' game. The final score was 55-37 in favor of the Brashear Tigers. For the Wildcats, the leading scorer was Brooke Bankus with 18 points. Carly Bowley had 7. Kayla Fleshman had 6. And Whitley Schnelly, Kara Curtis, and Mary Van Ingen each had 2 points. And for the Brashear Tigers, the leading scorer was Haley Kelsey with 16. Christina Scudder had 14. Kimberly Elsie had 11. Chelsea Collip had 8. And Emily Lodwig, Ashley Clarkson, and Jesse Hill each had 2 points. So we're getting set now for the boys' game. The starters for the Milan Wildcats are Jake Patterson, number 10, Jake Patterson, number 20, Derek LaPlain, number 30, Bryce Richardson, number 44, Logan Hill, and number 52, Stephen McCulley. And for the Brashear Tigers, number 23, Justin Hazen, number 31, Matt Thomas, number 33, Kylie Watson, number 35, Jacob Shipman, and number 45, Kale Watson. The teams break to the huddles, and we get set to start the game. The girls have played each other over in the Novinger tournament, but the boys have yet to face each other. However, that's all going to change here in a matter of, what are we down to here, about 20 seconds for tip-off, John? Yeah, I'd say that's about right. Tigers come away, the girls come away with a win in the early game, 53-38. But as the saying goes, this is an altogether different ball game.
Here we go. Stephen McCulley is listed at 6'6", and he's going to jump off against Cale Watson, who's probably only 6 foot. So we'll see what happens. McCulley, I'd say, is pretty well all 6'6". He may be 6'4 to 6'6", anywhere in there, but he's a tall boy. We get set to go. The official is Gabbin. Now he's ready. He looks at him, points to their sides, blows the whistle, tosses the ball, and McCulley gets it for the Wildcats. He gives it off to number 10, Patterson. Patterson sets up the offense for the Wildcats. He takes it left side, working around the edge. Now it's tied up with Cale Watson, and jump ball goes to the Tigers. Patterson was trying to make a pass, and I don't know what he was doing, and he just kind of held it out there, so Cale Watson put his old paws on it and got the jump ball. Meanwhile, Justin Hazen tosses off now to Watson into the corner for Kylie Watson. Inside now, Jacob Shipman. Shipman finds a wide open Matt Thomas, and Thomas lays it up and in.
That was another one of those circuitous passes.
Patterson has it for the Wildcats, looking and finds Kylie Watson. That's 2 turnovers for Patterson, and now it's a turnover for the Tigers as Watson steps on the line, trying to bring it back for the Tigers.
He was kind of in dangerous territory over there to begin with, so that really wasn't a turnover. It wasn't his fault. That's just where he was at.
Inside to McCulley. Now back out to Patterson. Patterson looking from the right key into McCulley. McCulley puts on the floor. Now tosses off to Derek LaPlain. LaPlain inside now to Hill, and Hill puts it up and in. Hazen has the ball now, top the key, left side slightly, gets it over to Matt Thomas on the left wing, now into the corner for Jacob Shipman, passes out to Cale Watson, who loses it now out to Shipman as he recovers the loose ball over to Matt Thomas, now into the corner for Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson having trouble double teamed and now picks up his dribble and gives it to Jacob Shipman, who was fouled by Patterson, I believe. No, that foul was
McCulley.
McCulley and the Tigers. The Tigers could take some fouls on the big guy, I believe. Cale Watson inside the Shipman. Shipman wide open. Misses it. Misses it from 5 feet.
Yeah, he already shot a little bit, though. It wasn't just a nice little arc. He kind of did it sideways, and it took him off his game. It didn't go in.
Tiger ball as Kylie Watson was able to knock it off of Patterson on that next inbounds for the Wildcats, and Hazen has it on the inbounds and fires up a 3, scores. Tigers lead it now 5-2. Ball is inbounded to LaPlain. LaPlain has it now out to Patterson. Patterson top the key, working right side inside to McCulley. McCulley finds cutting
little
Richardson.
Give and go to Richardson, and Richardson ends up getting fouled. So he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. First shot is up. A little too strong. Bounces back to him. Tigers with the early advantage. 5-2, 6-17 left in the first. Here goes Richardson's second shot. It's up and on its way. Nice looking rotation, and it goes in. 5-3. Hazen with the ball. We're coming back the other way. He's going to be met by Lepine or Lepin or whatever you say it. Nice looking pass over there to Thomas, but it was radar just a little bit too much and went right into the hands of Richardson. Richardson back to Patterson. Patterson drives in the lane, little runner, and he's going to get fouled, so he'll get to go to the line. Foul is on 45, which I believe is on Kale Watson.
Yep.
So we'll see how what kind of foul shooter Patterson is. Doesn't go in, but he does get style points for his socks, I will say that.
High knee socks.
Second shot, it rattles around and it goes in. 5-4 ties with the advantage. Hazen is going to bring the ball back the other way.
Hazen has a top of the key now, right wing for Kale Watson. Now to Shipman on the left elbow, finds Kylie Watson, and the pass from Shipman to Kylie Watson hits the bottom of the net, and it kind of deflects the ball out of bounds. It'll be out of bounds on the Tigers, and it'll go to the Wildcats. Lepine has it now, left side, guarded closely, kind of just stopped dribbling, and it went to Patterson. Patterson having a tough time now, finally finds Richardson. Richardson finds McCulley. McCulley from the left block is good. The shot was a pass from Richardson to McCulley was tipped by Hazen, but McCulley comes up with it and makes the score. And now the Tigers have trouble passing, and it goes out of bounds off of Kylie Watson.
I think it caromed off of somebody else before it got to Kylie. Kylie would have been better off just to let that one go out of bounds.
Yeah, I think it was a Milan player that hit it first. Now it's Patterson to Richardson. Richardson off the right elbow all the way in. His shot is no good, but he was fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws.
Left him a little window of room, and he took it right to the paint. Richardson's first shot is nothing but net. Milan now with their first advantage of the game, 7-5. Actually, I guess they already had the advantage. This will make it a little bit more, though. Bounces right back to him, but Kale Watson comes up with it. He'll bring it across the timeline, hands it off to Hazen. Hazen up top of the key, dribbles over the left side, tries to send along the left side of the lane, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Milan's ball.
Ball inbounded now to Patterson. Patterson finds Richardson, now back out to Lepine. Lepine, right side, working off Kale Watson, now over to Patterson. Patterson inside from 12 feet, shot no good, rebounded by Hill. Hill outside, now to Richardson, over to Lepine again. Lepine working left side on Thomas. Lepine now top the key for Richardson. Richardson ball fake inside to McCulley. McCulley inside now to Hill. Hill on the floor looking, turning, traveling. Shot's up and in. They didn't call the foul.
They must have not saw that.
He obviously did it. Hazen has the right elbow now over to Thomas. Thomas ball fake now standing there. Gets it inside to Ryan Furtick. Ryan Furtick shot no good, but he was fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws.
Foul is going to be on number 44, Logan Hill. Ferdig's first shot is up. Good. 9-6, Milan with the advantage. Ferdig will get a second shot. Since he was in the act of shooting, his shot is good. 9-7. B Tigers ball going back the other way. No, I'm sorry, Wildcats ball going the other way.
Oh, pass is broken up there by
Thomas. Nearly had the steal. Patterson has it over on the left wing, brings it back up top of the key, takes it around the right-hand side, tries to get it in the big man, McCulley. McCulley sends it to Logan Hill, back out to McCulley from the left elbow, and he hit nothing but net, literally. And it goes out of bounds, it'll be Tigers' ball.
It was a good-looking shot. I mean, it splashed the net, however, it didn't go through the rim first.
Kind of a prerequisite, you know? Kind of like on Monopoly. Go directly to jail.
Ferdig's having trouble. Verde did stand in there for about 10 seconds, and they finally called 3 seconds on it. It's a turnover. It'll be Milan ball. Lapine set to inbound for the Wildcats. Looks, finally gets it into... finally got it into Patterson. Patterson tried to throw it off of Hazen out of bounds. He threw it off, and it didn't go anywhere, so he just picked it back up and went with the play.
Cale Watson comes up with a rebound as a result of the shot at the other end, and he ends up getting fouled. Somebody was over the back on him, and they say it's going to be on 20, which would be Derek Lapine or Leppin. You think it's Lapine? All right. Hazen's going to bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Sends it over to Cale Watson on the right wing. Watson brings it back up top, resets the offense. Gives it to Hazen on the left wing, back to the left corner. They always send it to the left corner where I can't see. But they bring it in to Cale Watson. Nice looking to pass to Kylie Watson. His shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking pass there. 9-9, 3:20 left in the first. Milan's going to bring the ball back the other way. It's Patterson with it, guarded by Hazen. Brings it across the timeline. Gets it up ahead to Hill. His shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking feed into him, didn't you think, Tyler?
It was. Pretty pass there by Patterson right into Hill, who stopped, popped, and got it off the backboard. Watson, Kale, that is, has it now. Right side, brings it top the key, finds a wide open. Kylie Watson dribbles in and is blocked by McCulley. That was a good block by McCulley. It'll go out of bounds off of McCulley, but it was worth it because that was a beautiful block. Kylie Watson now inbound it. Gets it into Furtig. Furtig dribbles in and has it stolen by Lapine. Lapine picks it up and is off to the races before Cale Watson steals it and then has it stolen by Patterson. Patterson at the top of the key now for the Wildcats with an 11-9 lead, 2:35 left to play first quarter. Patterson inside to Hill. Hill from the free throw line over to Richardson now inside to McCulley. McCulley working now finds Hill wide open. Yes, that shot's good. Tigers having some defensive breakdowns.
McCulley does an awful good job with his back to the basket, driving the coverage, and he just hands it right off the hill.
Cale Watson working around. Lapine now finds right wing for Hazen. Hazen fires from deep. Yes! 12-13. Tigers trail by one. 2:05 left to play. First quarter action. Patterson brings it all the way up the court through the Tigers' defense and now finds McCulley. McCulley hands off to Lapine, and his shot is no good. Out of bounds off of him. It'll be Tiger ball.
Ferdy, yeah, let's see. Who came in? Is that Shipman come back in?
Yeah.
All right. Kyler Watson hands it off to Hazen. Hazen will bring it back the other way. Wildcats fall back from their standard defense. Cale has it over the right wing back to Kyler Watson in the corner. Lob pass to Hazen. Hazen sends it to the left corner. Hands it off to Cale Watson. He brings it out to Shipman at the left elbow back to... Now, Hazen ends up with it on the right-hand side. His high arc shot goes in. Hazen, he had to make some adjustments for that shot.
He had a nice little pump fake, though, that got Richardson about 10 feet in the air and then was able to go around him for the shot. Oh, and who is that? Peter Reed? He did a heck of a job. Was going to the deck, kept the dribble alive, and then finally lost it away. But what they call it, I was too busy watching that great play there by Petery. Anyway, the Milan Wildcats have the ball, and they get it into Petery, and he goes down there and travels. But it was still impressive, that dribbling when he was hitting the deck. Tigers are going to have it for the last minute five to play here in the first quarter. They lead it now 14-13, and Cale Watson passes it straight into the hands of Richardson, and then he was fouled by Matt Thomas, I believe. Yes, his first, team fourth.
Yeah, he telegraphed that pass well in advance and gave too much opportunity for the Wildcats to get a hand on it, and then there was one of those little frustration fouls. It's going to be Lapine who's going to be inbounding it. McCulley's coming out of the game for a well-earned breather. Tries to get it in Lapine, but he went one way and the ball went the other way, and Thomas comes up with it. His shot's no good, and he gets the rebound, and he'll get to take it back the other way. Guarded by Kyler Watson. He is determined he's going to shoot. Unfortunately, he missed, and Hazen comes up with it, sends it all the way up to Shipman. Football pass type action.
Well, Shipman was busy shooting before he caught it, and he dribbled it off the side of his knee, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover for the Tigers.
Thomas comes out. Fertig comes back in.
Fertig's kind of a little spark plug for the Tigers. We'll see if he can get him going. Meanwhile, Lapine passes in the hill. Now back to Lapine. Lapine off to the races, and he's going to pull up and pass it over to Richardson, who puts it up and in. 15-14. Wildcats lead it. 30 seconds left to play first quarter. Hazen has it now atop the key for the Tigers. Goes right side now, back left for Cale Watson. Watson goes around a screen by Jacob Shipman, tries baseline, throws it off the backside of Richardson, picked up now by Petrie. Petrie working right side with 15 seconds. Petrie picks up his dribble now, looking for somebody, finds Richardson, and he loses it, picked up by Kylie Watson to Fertig with 7 seconds. Fertig coast to coast, shot up and in. Whoa, what a play. Fertig was able to get it in before the end of the first quarter, and now the buzzer rings. And the half-court heave by Richardson goes over the backboard. And after the end of the first quarter, the Tigers are going to go in with a 16-15 lead.
Boy, this has been a barn burner. They've kept that ball moving up and down the court and up and down the court some more.
It's definitely an exciting game.
14 fouls on the Tigers, 3 on the Wildcats, so pretty evenly matched there. I guess that means that the refs are pretty fair. Calling fouls on both sides, but not too many. They're letting them play. Got the cheerleaders over there across the way holding up some signs, but we're kind of on the back side of them. We can't see what the signs say.
I bet they're good, though.
I'm sure.
Here we go. What do you see here in the second half, or in the second quarter now?
I see probably a lot of McCulley, although I'm not sure. No, he's not out there right at the moment, which is probably a good thing for the Tigers.
I would say that's probably a good prediction. Here we go. Right wing now for Petrie. Petrie having trouble and almost loses and now passes off to Hill. Hill from the free throw line. Now back to Petrie. Petrie inside, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Schrock's hands. It'll be Tiger ball.
Yeah, I think Fertig had his hand on that, moving it out of his hands, and then the Wildcat had to really work for it, and it went out of bounds.
Kyle Watson has an out-top key for Hazen. Hazen spots up. Yes, Hazen. Hazen's a good three-point shooter if he can get his feet set. Now Petrie having trouble finally finding Schrock. Schrock back to Petrie. Petrie up the right side. Work it off Hazen. Petrie trying to find somebody. Now gives it off to Richardson. Almost stolen by Fertig, but Richardson picks it back up. Now to Lapine. Lapine working right side. Dribbles around the arc. Guarded closely by Thomas, who almost comes away with the steal. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Thomas. It'll stay with Milan. 7:02 left to play. Petrie comes out. Patterson comes back in. Lapine inbound for the Wildcats. Looks. One arms it now. Finds it. Richardson. Richardson. Ball fake. Hesitation in the air. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hazen. Hazen all the way down to Shipman. Shipman back out to Hazen. Hazen now top of the key for Watson. Back to Hazen. Hazen now has a right wing. Ball fake out to Ryan Fertig. Fertig double teamed in the right corner. And it's going to be a jump ball between Fertig and Richardson. And ball. Possession arrow says Tiger ball.
Yeah, he held the ball there just for a little bit too long and let the Wildcats get set up on it.
Shipman thought about the three. Now gives the left wing for Hazen out to Watson now. Kylie, that is. Cale Watson's currently out of the game. Matt Thomas has the top key over to Justin Hazen now inside to Kylie Watson. Back out to Hazen. Hazen thought about the three. Now dribbles in. High off the glass and good. From about 15 feet, Hazen used the bank.
Nice looking adjustment by Hazen to get it up off the glass and the right sort of angle to get it go in.
Lapine gets it in to Patterson. Patterson having trouble now. Crosses his feet. Passes back out to Lapine. Lapine with a jump shot, and it was a jump shot. He jumped up and curved his legs inside to shoot that. He missed it, but he was fouled by Thomas, and that'll be his second. And Lapine will shoot free throws after a mile in timeout. So, 6:07 left to play in the second quarter. Tigers lead it 21-15. Here we go. Lapine set to shoot some free throws. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Odd looking shot. No good.
Kind of a sideward rotation on that shot.
Yeah, it's not your natural front to back rotation.
McCulley's back in the game for Milan.
That one falls for him, though. 21-16. 6 minutes left to play now. Tigers have it right wing for Cale Watson. Cale Watson, ball fake back to Hazen. Hazen throws it into Shipman. It's knocked away, but Hazen comes back with it. Burdick now to Hazen again. Hazen sets up for three. Yes! No, they're just going to give him two. Oh, it looks like a three to me, John.
Well, that's what I would have thought, too, but we'll take two.
Better than nothing.
Patterson has the ball, takes it around the left-hand side. Looks to get it in the big man. Thought about shooting, but sends it back out to Lapine. Lapine's shot is a little too strong, and Hazen comes up with it, going back the other way. Brings it across the timeline, sends it along the left side of the lane to... Who was that to?
I couldn't tell.
He was shot and fouled. Looks like it's going to be Cale Watson. So he'll get the chance to convert on the old-fashioned trifecta. 25-16, Tigers with the advantage. The foul is going to be on McCulley, and that's his second. Cale Watson's shot is good. Hit the front side of the iron, but went ahead and went in.
Lapine inbounds to Patterson. Patterson looking, and it's poked away and stolen by Cale Watson. Cale Watson all the way himself. Left-handed layup is no good. And this one's knocked out of bounds now by Watson again, I think. And it'll stay with Milan. Patterson sets the inbound. 5:07 left to play, second quarter. Patterson gets it into Petrie. Petrie up the right side, crossover now, back left side. Petrie almost dances over the line again for over and back, but doesn't. Gives it now back to Patterson. Patterson left wing, drives left baseline and loses it out of bounds.
Dribbled it off his foot. Always a mistake. Good things just don't happen when you do that.
What's that?
Dribble off your foot.
No, that's never a good thing to do.
Timeout on the field. Who called that? Is that
Milan? Milan did.
So with 4:52 left in the half, Tigers lead it by 9, 26-16.
Here we go, getting set to roll with 4:52 left to play in the second quarter. It'll be Tiger ball out from underneath Milan's basket. 26-16, Tigers have opened up, kind of quietly opened up that 10-point lead. Hazen has it top of the key now, poked away and stolen by Richards, and he's going to take it all the way, yes! 18-26 now, lead is cut to 8. Left wing for Matt Thomas now for the Tigers. Holds it out in front of his chest, and they're going to call him with a travel. Yet another turnover for the Tigers. Ball is going to Milan. Inbounded to Petrie. Petrie is going to have it poked away and fouled by Ryan Furtig. Furtig's first foul, second foul on Furtig. 16th foul. Next time it'll be 1-1 for Milan. That's still a lot of time, 4.5 minutes left to play in the second quarter. A lot of time for some 1-1 shots. Lapine inside to McCulley. McCulley finds a wide open Petrie. Petrie all the way inside. Little left-hand baby scoop shot works.
Wonder how often he's been practicing that.
I don't know. Right wing now for Cale Watson over the left wing to Matt Thomas into the corner for Shipman. Shipman working baseline. Now back out to Hazen for three. Wide open. Yes! 29-20 in favor of Bashir. Full court press put on by Bashir. Now they kind of back off, and it's a wild pass picked up now by Richardson to Milan. And he was fouled. Shot no good after he did make it. They waved it off. Foul is going to go against Justin Hazen. That'll be his first. And I think it's just a 1-1, isn't it? It wasn't a shooting foul.
No, I don't think so. In fact, I thought he may have, they could have called a travel on it, too, because he was kind of losing the ball at the time. But when you hit the front end of that 1-on-1, it's just like a 2-pointer.
Yep. He got the first one to go. We'll see what he can do about the second. It's no good and rebounded by Jacob Shipman. Shipman hands off to Hazen now up the right side. Hazen gives now to Matt Thomas. Thomas double teamed on the sideline and throws it off of Richardson's leg. That's a smart play to do when you're double teamed there on the sideline.
And when you're falling out of bounds. Shipman into Hazen. Hazen back to Shipman. Going to ride around the baseline, sends it back out to Cale Watson. He takes it along the left side but loses the handle on it. Patterson comes up with it, and he falls down. Lucky no foul called. Hazen sends it back up to Cale Watson, over to Thomas. Nice looking move. Thomas' shot counts, and he was fouled. So he'll go to the line for the three.
That was a good play there by Thomas to continue. Even though he had the contact made, he was able to continue through it and put it in the hoop.
Foul was on Peter E. That's his first. Tigers lead it by a dime, 31-21, but with a chance to extend it. Thomas's his shot's no good. Patterson comes up with it, and he's going to go back the other way.
Thomas has trouble at the line, and he's pretty poor. I haven't seen him make too many free throws.
Patterson sends it up to Petrie, and he attempts to shoot, but he gets fouled in the process. The foul is going to be on Matt Thomas. That's his third, so he'll probably get an invitation to come over and sit down.
And I bet whether he wants to, he's going to take that invitation.
Cuttery's first shot's no good. Furtick checking in for Thomas. Second shot is up. Nice looking rotation, but it's in and out. Kylie Watson comes up with the rebound. Hazen brings it across the timeline. He needs to be careful not to telegraph those shots, those passes. Hands it off to Shipman, who shot from the corner for three, is good. 34-21. Tigers lead it. 3:07 left in the half. Patterson brings it across the timeline. Runs it in the lane. Passes it to Hill. And Hill can't hang on to the pass. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball.
Tigers have it now. Hazen brings it up for the Brashear Tigers. Left wing for Cale Watson. Cale Watson has it smacked away, and then Patterson, it's hanging in the air, and instead of catching it, he takes and volleyball spikes it out of bounds. I don't know why you would do that, but he did. left wing now for Hazen. Hazen now over left wing for Jacob Shipman. Now back to Hazen on the left elbow. Air ball picked up by Kylie Watson. Heads up. Now he throws it onto the floor. Now picked up by Ryan Ferdig. Ferdig can't get the shot to go, and the rebound is collected by Cale Watson. Now on the right baseline for Kylie Watson, and the ball dances around the rim, and Kylie Watson was fouled for he'll shoot a pair of free throws. That was pandemonium on the court there, John.
That ball was bouncing around all over the place. Nobody could see him hang on to it. It must have been a greased pig, you reckon?
It kind of looked like it. Kylie Watson's first shot is good. 35-21. Tigers lead it with a chance to increase. 2:26 left to play. First half. Second shot is halfway down and comes back out. And then on the rebound for Milan, Patterson lost it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. In trouble. Checks back in for the Tigers.
Back in. Both teams in the bonus now. Milan now with six fouls.
McCoy comes back in for Milan. Is the trouble that we were referring to. He is a big presence inside. And the ball is inbounded for Brashear to Ryan Ferdig. Ferdig over to Jacob Shipman. Shipman puts it on the floor up to the top of the key. Now right wing for Hazen. Hazen directs traffic. Points. Hollers. Now puts it on the floor. Right wing for Ryan Ferdig. Ferdig trying to get into the baseline, and he travels and then hits the deck as he usually does. It doesn't bother him, though. He gets back up and smiles.
Knee pads? Why did I need knee pads? Two ten left in the half. Tigers leading this 35-21. 18 fouls on the Tigers, 6 on the Wildcats.
30-second timeout for Brashear. They're going to talk things over. It'll be Milan ball when we come out of the timeout. We'll see what happens for the last 2:10 here in the first half of the boys' game.
If you're just joining us, the girls come up on top, 53-38.
Tigers bring out the full court press. They find a wide open McCulley. McCulley passes off to Patterson. Patterson dribbles through traffic now, takes it back out to the top of the key. Patterson tries to get into McCauley. McCauley pokes away and then is able to pick it up himself and kind of just pulls away from Cale Watson, who had his hands on it briefly. McCauley has a left elbow now to Derek Lapine. Lapine working inside now, decides to pull it back out between the circles. Now right wing for almost stolen by Cale Watson. Lapine gets it back now inside the hill. Hill shot, no good. Rebounded by Justin Hazen. Hazen's off to the races. Finds a wide open Cale Watson. Cale Watson, yes! Layup is good. 37-21.
Boom goes the dynamite.
That's right. Here we go. Patterson's going to have it down for the Wildcats. He finds a wide open Richardson. Richardson across and returns the favor. Now to Hazen, who checks his shoelaces as he was dribbling. That's always impressive. Hazen, top the key, gets it now inside to Jacob Shipman, who's double-teamed off the left elbow, and now he's fouled, and he is mad. You can always tell when Jacob Shipman is mad because he has the same face the whole time.
I think the foul is going to be on Lapine, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to tag Derek Lapine with the foul, his second. Shipman, one dribble up and in. They're in the one-and-one now. The Tigers are, as well as the Wildcats. So every time there's a foul, we're shooting one-and-one. Shipman hits them both, 39-23. Tigers lead it, 108 left to play, second quarter. Lapine almost has it stripped away by Cale Watson, but recovers. Has it top the key between the circles, and he's going to be fouled by Cale Watson. That was kind of a cheap foul, looked like to me.
Second on him.
1 minute even to play. Lapine will have a one-and-one opportunity. He's got that odd shot. I bet he misses.
I wish you hadn't have said that.
He naturally hits it.
Second shot, it's nothing but net, too. 39-25. 59 seconds. Hazen brings it across the timeline, gets it in to Shipman, back over to the left-hand side. And I think Shipman's pass must have been bad, judging by the look on his face, although...
I saw that myself. He was not pleased. Milan's having trouble getting it in. They finally get it into McCauley with 53 seconds left. He hands off to Patterson. Patterson working up the left side. Now brings it across to the right wing. Finds wide open. Well, he's going to pass it to McCauley now, does. McCauley heads it right off to Furtig. Furtig now loses it to Patterson. Patterson over to Lapine. Lapine shot, no good. Rebound by McCauley. McCauley puts it up and in. 30 seconds left to play. Second quarter. Tigers lead it 39-27. Hazen brings it up for the Tigers now. Guarded closely by Lapine. Has it between the circles now. Left wing for Shipman. Shipman picks up the dribble back to Hazen. Right wing for three. Yes!
Now that deserves a boom goes the dynamite.
That's right. That was a nice looking play there by Shipman over to Hazen. Wide open for three. 10 seconds now left to play. Patterson having trouble. Gets it to Lapine with eight. Lapine dribbles inside. Gives it back over to Hill. Hill fires up a shot with only a few seconds left. And it's knocked out of bounds. Tigers will have it. No, it's knocked out of bounds by the Tigers, I guess. And Milan will have it for the last 2 minutes and...
2 seconds.
2.3 seconds. They get it inside to Patterson. Patterson launches a deep three.
And they're going to call a foul on McCauley. Oh, man, as time expires. And Shipman will get to go shoot.
One and one.
And that's the third foul on him as well.
With no time left in the first half, Shipman has a one-and-one opportunity. One dribble for Shipman up and no good. So that'll end the half. And the Tigers will go to halftime with a 42-27 lead. We'll be back in 10 minutes with the first half stats.
And you'll get to enjoy some pep band action here, so don't go anywhere. These guys are good.
No.
we're just about ready to start the second half between the Bushida Tigers and Violent Wildcats. Score from the end of the first half is 42-27. Tigers lead it for the Milan Wildcats. The leading scorer was Bryce Richardson. He had 9 points. Logan Hill had 8. Stephen McCulley had 4. Derek Lapine had 3. Cody Petrie had 2. And Jake Patterson had 1. And for the Bushida Tigers, leading scorer was Justin Hazen. How many think Hazen had, John?
I don't know, but he was doing his best imitation of the Fouch twins from La Plata.
Take a guess. How many points?
Well, I'm guessing, let's see.
He had several threes.
Right. 17.
21 points in the first half for Justin Hazen. Matt Thomas had 4. Jacob Shipman and Kale Watson each had 5. Furtick had 4. And Kyle Watson had 3. So we'll see what happens here in the second half. There will be Milan ball, I believe, to start the third quarter.
We'll see if Milan comes to regret that third foul on McCulley, right? Just as time expired.
McCulley is in to start the second half. Lapine with an aggressive ball move on Watson now gets it off to Patterson. Patterson walking straight into Hazen, travels. I don't know what he was doing.
Tigers end up with the ball. We do know that. Hazen has it. He's going to be guarded by Lapine to Kale Watson, to Shipman around the horn to Thomas, to Kylie Watson in the corner. Kylie into Shipman. Oh, nice looking move. A back pass into Kale Watson, who was standing wide open in the lane. He's able to convert, so Tigers get the first points of the second half. And it's going to be Hill to Lapine, and Lapine's going to be fouled. He was sandwiched between two Tigers, and somebody committed a foul. I'm not quite sure which one it was on. The caller up 45, which would be Kale Watson, and that's his third, actually.
Patterson has it for the Wildcats. Right wing. Ball fake into McCulley. McCulley back out to Patterson. Patterson from 3. No good. And Hill is going to be over the back of Shipman. And we'll go to the other side. Tiger ball. 7-11 left to play now in the third quarter.
That's Hill's second. Hazen's going to bring the ball back the other way. Sends it to Kale Watson over to Shipman on the left side. Back to Thomas. Back to Kylie Watson in the corner. Nice looking move again. Gets it to a wide open Thomas, and he can't hang on to it, but it goes back out to Hazen. Hazen to Shipman. Shipman up off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound shot. No good. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. You'd think Shipman could hit one of those.
Tigers are having trouble hitting from inside of 2 feet. Those should be point blank, but we have trouble every once in a while.
But fortunately, we got Hazen. Oh, man, he threw it into Shipman. And just went right past Shipman out of bounds.
Right into the cheerleaders.
Except it must have been off of somebody because it stayed with the Tigers. Shipman has it. Back to Kale Watson, left corner. Watson to Hazen up top of the key. Sends it back to Kale Watson. The left wing back to Kylie Watson, left corner. Into Shipman. Tries to do a bounce pass across the lane, but it's intercepted by Logan Hill. And we're going back the other way. Patterson has it. Takes it across the timeline. Tigers all fall back in their standard defense. Patterson takes it around the right side. About the right wing. Gets it into McCulley. A little pass in the paint. Shot up off the glass is good.
Richardson with 2 points there.
Hazen has it up top of the key. Sends it to Thomas, back to Kylie Watson. And they're going to call a foul, and I think it's going to be on Richardson. Nope.
And who was that on? Was that on Patterson, I believe?
Yep. That's his first. Shipman into Hazen. 2 team fouls now on Milan. Shipman has the left wing. Thinks about squaring up. Sends it over to Kylie Watson, left corner. And it's knocked out of bounds. Didn't go out of bounds. Patterson comes up with it, and Kylie Watson's going to be guilty of the infraction. That was a frustration foul.
Tigers and Milan really starting to rack up the fouls again. Already two apiece, starting 5:40 now left in the third quarter. Patterson has a left wing for the Wildcats, looking inside. McCoy catches it after it was tipped by Watson, and then the shot is no good. Rebounded by Richardson. Now pulled away by David Anderson off to Justin Hazen. Hazen has a left wing. Now gets it over to Matt Thomas in the left corner. Double team, throws it across the baseline into Kyle Watson with a beautiful move.
Man.
What a play.
Reverse layup off the glass. Was good. 46-29 Tigers.
Wow. That was a great play there by Kyle Watson. Patterson takes it coast to coast, throws it hard off the backboard, no chance of going in, and Patterson having trouble getting up as he hit pretty hard into the wall. Of course, there are mats there, but sometimes those mats don't give as much as they should. I believe Jacob Shipman bobbled it out of bounds, so it will stay with Milan. It's inbounded into Patterson. Patterson out to Lapine. Lapine has it top the key between the circles. Now left wing guarded closely by David Anderson. Throws it into Hill. Hill from the free throw line. Thinks about the shot. Now gives it into McCulley. McCulley triple team. Still shoots it. Gets it in. 46-31. 4:40 left to play. Third quarter. Hazen right wing to Thomas. Thomas puts on the floor. Tries to go inside. Now outside to Shipman. Shipman almost over and back. Looks at his feet. Now goes back to Thomas between the circles. Thomas now over to Hazen. Hazen left wing. Hazen dribbles now, gives it off to Cale Watson on the baseline, throws it off of the feet of Patterson.
Matt Shipman, not Cale Watson.
Go.
Ooh.
This one's inside to Shipman, and Shipman hits the deck hard. It's picked up by Kyle Watson, and then it's stolen away by Lapine, and Lapine's going to be called for a foul. Is that his third?
Yes, it is. Cale Watson comes in the game for Matt Thomas.
Jacob Shipman throws it in to Justin Hazen. Back to Shipman. Shipman back to Hazen. Hazen looking. Shipman's on the free throw line. Now right wing for Cale Watson. Watson over to David Anderson, who bobbles it now back out to Shipman. Shipman from the left elbow up, and yes! 48-31. Tigers lead it. And Milan says, I think I want to talk about it a little. They call a timeout. 3:52 left to play, third quarter. Tigers have the lead, 48-31. Well, we're getting set now to start the third quarter here. 3:52 left to play in the third. It's going to be Milan ball, and Brashear's going to bring out the full court press. Petrie has it for Milan. Double team now by Anderson and Hazen. Throws off to Patterson, back to Petrie. Petrie gets it across the timeline. Has it between the circles. Now goes left wing. Looking. Can't decide what to do. Picks up his dribble. Still looking now. Finally gets to Richardson. Watson went for the steal, and Richardson made him pay as he had a little crossover, went to the free throw line, shot a 12-footer, and it was good. 48-33 now, 3:24 left to play third quarter. Anderson has a left wing. Anderson ball fake, now puts it on the floor. Throws it right into the hands of Patterson. Patterson, coast to coast, misses it. Misses a wide open layup. And then Cale Watson was trying to throw it out to Justin Hazen, and Hill got his hands on it, hit it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. Inbounded to Hazen. Hazen looking things over. Comes up to a 1-3-1 style defense for Milan. Left wing now for Anderson. Anderson looking cross-court pass over to Cale Watson. Has the right over and back out to Anderson. Anderson inside to Shipman from the free throw line. Finds Cale Watson. Watson power dribble up and in.
Nice looking play there by the Tigers.
Tigers hit the half-century mark with 2:44 left to play third quarter. 50-33. Richardson has it, gets it right elbow for, who is that? Some new guy. It's going to be, Schrock. Schrock played a little. He was fouled this time on the shot. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. His shot didn't have much of a chance of going in, though. He shot it off the side of the backboard. That's always tough.
Yeah, we might notice that McCulley's back on the bench now, taking a breather, so Tigers maybe can take advantage of that.
Shock's free throw is good. You reckon he's a transfer student? Jarek Schrock?
I don't know. Thomas and Furtig check back in the game for the Tigers. Schrock's shot is no good. Chipman comes up with a rebound, and he'll bring it himself up across the timeline. Sends back over to Thomas. Thomas, cross-court pass right into the hands of Hill. Hill to Petery. Petery brings it across the timeline. Changes direction a couple times. Guarded by Furtig. And he falls down. Furtig was playing some aggressive defense, and it was more than Petery could handle.
I've seen some of the strangest things in this two games.
Cale Watson brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Sends it back to Thomas. Up, right in the hands of Milan. Whoa, man. I'm not sure what happened. He lost his shoe in the process.
And he... he's trying to put his shoe on. We got circus acts going on underneath the basket.
The Wildcat was falling out of the bounds. He tried to do the move knocking it off a tiger, but it caromed off the tiger, went right in the hands of another tiger. Shot was no good. And then was there a foul in it, or did it finally go out of bounds?
I think it went out of bounds off of Milan.
So Thomas to Furtig. Furtig's 12-foot jump shot goes in. So finally, Tigers are able to convert after that melee on the floor. Petery's going to bring it back the other way.
Patterson has it at the top of the key. Petrie's got his shoe back on. He's ready to go. They get it inside to Schrock. Schrock dribbles around, launches up the shot, and he was fouled. I think it's on Cody Hayden. Yes, I'm right on that. Hayden's first, team fourth. Both teams have four fouls.
So we'll see if Schrock can hit him again. 52-34. 1:26 left in the third. Schrock shot is up and good. We've got Lapine coming back in the game. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Cody Hayden comes up with the rebound. Sends it up to Furtig, hands it off to Cale Watson. Cale Watson sets the offense.
He traveled
with it. He was looking to send it over to Thomas, left corner, but he walked with it in the process. Patterson's going to inbound it for the Wildcats to Petery. Petery brings it across the timeline. Tries to get it in to Schrock. Schrock. The Tigers come up with it, though.
Schrock
Cale Watson has it.
Schrock tried to no-look pass, and he threw it right into the hands of Cale Watson. And now Tigers have trouble as Furtig throws it away, and then it's on the floor, and Furtig's going to be called for a foul, I believe. Just some crazy stuff happening out there. 56.6 seconds left in the third quarter. It'll be Milan ball, and the foul was on Furtig, his third. Lapine has it. Lapine dribbles through double team. Now finds a wide open Schrock. Schrock starting to come alive for the Wildcat. Cale Watson going to bring it across the timeline now for the Tigers, and on his he traveled. I thought he was fouled, but before the foul, he was traveling.
Well, he was in the process of having the ball taken away from him, stripped from him, I think, and so he was trying to get control of that, and he was taking a few too many steps.
Petrie set to inbound, gets it into Patterson. Patterson looking, now passing to Lapine. Lapine up the left side and picks it up before Hazen can get his paw in there. Patterson working now on Hazen. Top the key between the circles, now dribbles right wing. Patterson now into the right elbow for Hill. Hill now back out to Patterson between the circles. Patterson now puts on the floor left side. Patterson working outside the arc, now gets it into Schrock. Schrock might have trouble now, right elbow for Hill. Shot off the front iron, no good, rebounded by Shipman. Shipman flips it out to Hazen, who's ready to go for the last 9 seconds. Hazen right wing with six. Passes into Hayden. Hayden loses it. Hazen gets it back, and now it's knocked out of bounds. With 1.9 seconds left, I don't know who last touched it. They're going to say it's going to be Tiger ball with almost 2 seconds left to play. Tigers need a quick shot. Here comes Shipman. He turns, fires deep. Oh, and that was pretty close for a half-court heave.
It was off the glass, but just a little bit too far to one side. So at the end of three, Tigers lead at 52-36. Let's see, what would that be? About 14, 15, 16-point lead. 5 team fouls on the Tigers, 4 on the Wildcats. So Tigers just need to kind of hold on the ball. They got a little crazy during that third quarter.
Yeah. Everything went crazy there in the third quarter. We'll see what happens here in the fourth. It ought to be starting here in just a few seconds.
Going to be Tiger ball. Chipman inbounds it to Hazen. Back to Chipman. Oh, tries to get it in. Does get it into Fertig. Fertig isn't able to convert. Boy, he's in good position for that. And Patterson comes up with the rebound and he steps on the line. Fertig's going to inbound it for the Tigers to Chipman over the right corner. Oh, Christ, ready to cross court to Thomas. And
Richardson puts it up and in on the layup. Hazen has it now for the Tigers. Top the key between the circles. Crossover dribble on Lapine. Fakes him out now. Right wing for Shipman. Shipman into the corner for Fertig. Fertig waiting. Now it passes into Shipman. Shipman out to Hazen for three. Yes! Has he missed from there yet tonight? Man. 6 threes for Hazen. Right wing now for Petrie. Petrie, ball fake, double ball fake, triple ball fake. Now back out to Patterson. Patterson top the key between the circles. Left wing for, or left elbow for Richardson. His shot is an air ball. Lapine gets a rebound, puts it up, no good. Rebounded now by Shipman. Shipman out to Hazen. Hazen with a hot hand tonight. Left wing now for Fertig, who will throw up anything. This one falls. Crazy shot. Goes down. Oh. What was the call there? They just stopped action for a second? I didn't see what happened necessarily.
I don't know. The ref put his hand on his head. I'm not sure what that means.
Some kind of like a warning, I think. I've seen it before. Ball is inbounded to attempted inbound to Petrie, knocked out of bounds by David Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
They'll try it again, and this time the Tigers don't even full court press. It goes straight into Petrie. Petrie, right wing, working, trying to find somebody. Ball fakes now, gets it into Hill. Hill, high toss out to Richardson, and it's poked away, but Richardson's going to pick it up before it goes out of bounds and gets it back to Hill. Back to Schrock. Schrock traveled. They didn't see it. Schrock turns, fires, balls down hard on his knees. And Hazen comes away at the rebound. Goes right around Richardson. Finds a wide open David Anderson. His shot is blocked, but they're going to call a foul on it instead. And it'll be 2 free throws for David Anderson.
I'm not exactly sure that was intended for him. There were about 3 Tigers down there.
I don't think so. It went through somebody's hands, I think.
But fortunately, Anderson was there. He was kind of an off-balance shot, but he was fouled in process. His shot's good. 50-58. Tigers leading by 20 now. Got some more substitution. Is that Trey Treasure over there?
Yeah, Trey Treasure came into the game for Shipman, I believe.
Anderson's second shot's no good. Treasure's going to come up with it. Sends it out to Hazen. Hazen's going to try for three.
Oh! In and out.
It was a little bit off balance, I think. Patterson has it for Milan. Patterson's going to take it all the way in. His shot up at the glass is good.
Nice play there by Patterson with some ball fakes, and then went straight through the heart of the lane and put it up off the glass.
5:53 left in the game. Tigers lead at 58-40.
Well, what's going to happen here in the last 5 minutes and 53 seconds, John?
Something that will entertain us, I'll almost guarantee it.
If it's anything like the rest of the games, definitely.
Tiger fans are all still here enjoying tonight's festivities.
Marlin fans have pretty well left the building. Their side is almost empty.
They must have gone with Elvis.
I guess. I see some Brashear fans have wandered over there to the Milan side, but I don't see very many green and gold shirts or apparel of any kind. Kyler Watson is going to have the ball for the Tigers. Gets it inbounds. Justin Hazen finds a wide-open Trey Treasure to a wide-open David Anderson for a muff two-point shot.
Oh, Anderson. But he gets his rebound, and in the process of the putback, he gets fouled. Foul is going to be on number 30, Bryce Richardson, which will be his third, and so Anderson will get a chance to redeem himself.
We'll see here. Free throws are a lot tougher than a two-foot shot, but he got the first one. And he got the second one.
So maybe they're tougher for everyone except for Mr. Anderson.
Maybe. Here we go. Patterson brings it up for the Wildcats. Top the key between the circles. Poked away by Hazen. Hazen with the steal, and now is double teamed, and it goes out of bounds off of Patterson. I stand corrected. I guess they say it's going to be out of Justin Hazen. Richardson gets the ball and puts it up and in. Kylie Watson now. Set to throw in again, and they're going to get 5 second call on Watson. Tigers starting to fall apart on the seams here. Lapine inside to Richardson, inside now to Hill, outside back to Lapine on the outside part of the arc. Drives inside, his shot is no good, but he was hacked by Brashear. It was on Cale Watson, and it will be two free throws for Lapine. Fourth foul on Cale Watson. One more and he's done. Lapine odd shot is good.
I don't think I've ever seen a foul shot like his.
No. Sideways spin. Here we go. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Kind of comes up and spins it sideways, but he gets her to go. Whatever works.
The Mixmaster foul shot goes in.
Shipman with many ball fakes, and they almost got another 5 seconds before it gets it into Trey Treasure. Treasure hands off to Hazen with 5:12 left to play in the fourth quarter. Now top the key for Shipman. Shipman drives in. Jump, stop, jump, shot no good. Rebounded by Treasure. Treasure was fouled on the shot. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Six fouls apiece now. Or I think that's going to be the seventh on Milan.
Fouls on Lapine. That's four on him.
Shot good by Treasure, 61-44. Tigers lead it. 5:04 left to play fourth quarter. Treasure, 1-2, dribble shot up and good, 62-44.
Tigers doing a good job on the foul shooting tonight.
Up the right side comes Patterson. Patterson stutters, goes into the lane, shot no good, rebounded by Shipman. Shipman now back out to Hazen, 4:50 left to play fourth quarter action. Hazen, top the key, working on Patterson. Now inside to Shipman, and he's pushed by Hill, and that'll be a one-and-one opportunity for Jacob Shipman.
Three fouls on Hill. Coach pulls over Hazen and Anderson to discuss the strategy for the next play anyway. Shot is up, rattles around, goes in. 63-44, 4:43 left in the game. Second shot is good as well. That was almost a smile on Shipman that time.
Yeah.
Lapine's going to bring it across the timeline. Picks it around the horn to the right-hand side. In the lane to Richardson. Shot's up and good. The crowd goes wild for Milan. Shipman has
both
the ball.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. Shipman sends it over to Hazen. Tigers trying to slow it down maybe just a bit. Back to Thomas in the right corner. Thomas going to drive it in the lane. A little opening there. He took that seam and ran with it. Nice looking play. 66-46 now. Tigers with the advantage.
Oh, nice little pop and stop there by Richardson. He got the 10-footer to go. Hazen has the left wing now. 3:45 left to play fourth quarter. Gives it off to Thomas, and Thomas has it, holds it out in front of him, and has it collected there by Lapine, but they're going to get a jump ball, and it'll be Milan. Milan has it now. Lapine throws it into Patterson. Patterson almost throws it out of bounds, barely saved there by Richardson. Patterson, left wing, looking to pass to somebody, not find Hill from the free throw line. His shot is up and off the backboard, good.
Hazen was guarding him. He had to go real high with a real high arch, but it went in off the glass.
Hazen now right wing for Furtig. The defender is left, and Furtig drives to the hoop. His shot's no good, but he was fouled. He'll shoot a couple of free throws.
Yeah, the defender went for the steal and missed it, and Furtig made him pay for it. He wasn't able to convert, but he was able to take it way into the baseline and draw the foul.
Foul was on Hill, his fourth.
...67-50 with 3 minutes left in the game. Furtig's second shot is on the way. Bounces almost back to him, but Richardson comes up with it. He's going to take it back the other way. Richardson drives the baseline. His shot up off the glass is good. Wildcats call a timeout.
Lapine put it up and in on that. Nice little ball fake. Able to get down to the baseline and drive to the hoop for the open two-pointer. Milan calls a timeout, set to, I'm sure, bring the press on with the last 3 minutes and 5 seconds. They still trail, however, by 15, 67-52. We'll see what happens in the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Well, they certainly got some work ahead of them if they're going to pull this one out. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I'd sure rather be in the Tigers' position than I would be the Wildcats.
Here we go. Set to play the last 3 minutes and 5 seconds. The official hands the ball to Kylie Watson, and nobody appears to be open. Now, timeout's called by Brashear. I think that might be the last timeout of the Tigers have. What do you think, John?
Well, the coach is drawing up a play. We'll see if the Tigers can get the ball inbound. Three minutes and 5 seconds left in the fourth. Tigers lead at 67-52. Tyler's going over to get some stats, so we may have some point totals for you right when the game is over. Tigers inbound the ball, and they get it to Furtig. Furtig's going to take it all the way, and he converts. Nice looking run. Made him pay for the press. Patterson into Lapine. Lapine brings it across the timeline. Dribbles it around the horn to the right-hand side. Sends it back to Richardson. Furtig knocks it out, able to come up with it, and he takes it in and isn't able to convert, but he's fouled in the process. Foul's going to be on Richardson. That is four on him as well. 2:41 now left in the game. Furtig's shot is no good. 10 free throws, or 10 fouls now on the Wildcats. So we'll be shooting two for the Tigers. Furtig's second shot is good. 70-52, Tigers with the advantage. Patterson with the ball. Brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it into the lane. Nice looking bounce pass to Schrock. No good. And they're going to call a jump bow. Shipman coming back in the game for Furtig. 2:29 left. 70-52 Tigers. Full court press now by the Wildcats. To Hayden. To Shipman. Shipman to Kale Watson. Watson to Shipman. Shipman holds at the right wing to Kylie Watson. Watson drives the baseline, and he steps on the line. 2 minutes left in the game. Lapine will inbound it for the Wildcats. Owen's going to check in the game for Kylie Watson. Patterson has the ball for the Wildcats. He'll bring it across the timeline. A little stutter step move. Takes it around the horn to the right-hand side. Passes it in the lane, but Tigers come up with it. Shipman has the ball. He's going to take it coast to coast. No good. Tigers with the rebound, though. It's Higgins. Higgins with it to Shipman, and Shipman's going to be fouled, I think, by Patterson. Yep, fouls on Patterson. So Shipman will go to the line and get to shoot a couple. That's the third foul on Patterson. Quite a few of the Wildcats in foul trouble. McCauley coming back in the game. I don't know where he's been. Shipman's shot is good.
He had four fouls early in the third quarter. I think now they're just starting to get him back in.
Shipman's second shot is good as well. 72-52. Patterson with the ball. He'll bring it back the other way. 1 minute, 43 seconds left in the ball game. Patterson to Richardson. Richardson back out to Patterson. Kale Watson guilty of the reaching foul.
He's done.
One and done. Trey Treasure coming back in the game. Got some of the new boys in. Owens, Trey Treasure, Cody Hayden, Higgins.
Shipman fouling there on Hill's rebound, I believe. No, they're going to say jump ball.
Shipman coming out. Thomas coming in.
Ball inbounded to Patterson or Richardson. Richardson dribbles inside and puts it up and in. Thomas has the ball now for the Tigers. Dribbles across the timeline and back over. That's an over and back. They didn't call. Gets it to Hunter Higgins. His shot no good. Cody Hayden with a putback. Whoa, that's an impressive putback for Cody Hayden. And now Patterson's going to come down and launch a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Hunter Higgins. Higgins puts it on the floor, hands off to Matt Thomas with under a minute to go now. Thomas has the ball between the circles, wrestling now for Higgins. Higgins travels. Oh, he's called a travel, and now it's picked up by Patterson. Patterson, coast to coast, lays it, misses it. Now he gets his own rebound. Ball's poked away by Cody Hayden. It's picked up now by Lapine. Shot from the corner. I can't see who shot it, but they missed it. Now rebounded by Richardson. This shot no good. Picked up now by Trey Treasure, who gets it to Thomas with 30 seconds left. Thomas left wing now to Higgins. Higgins dribbles out, back to Thomas. Thomas has Patterson goes down, gets it to Trey Treasure. Treasure fires up a shot, no good, rebounded by Jacob Owen, and he has it stolen away by McCulley. McCulley now to Richardson with a nice spin move to throw Treasure off. Richardson now with some bump on, puts the bump on Owen and misses the shot, rebounded now by Thomas with the last 5, 3, 2 seconds. Owen launches the shot, and it's no good. And that'll end the game. The final was 74-54. And the scoring broke down like this. For the Wildcats, the leading scorer was Bryce Richardson with 23 points. Next in line was Logan Hill with 10. Derek Lapine had 8. Stephen McCulley, the big man, only had 6 points. Should have had more than that for Milan. Jarek Schrock had 3, along with Jake Patterson. He had 3 as well. And Cody Petrie had 2 points. And for the Rashier Tigers, leading scorer was Justin Hazen with 24 points. Woo, a good game for Justin. Ryan Furtick had 10. Gail Watson and Jacob Shipman each had 9. Matt Thomas had 6. Kylie Watson had 5. David Anderson had 3. And Cody Hayden and Trey Treasure each had 2 points. And that is how the scoring broke down and the win for Brashear.
We'll take every one we can get.
That's right. Well, John, I think we're going to take a break till after Christmas, so we'll see you then. It'll be, I'm not sure who we play next home game, but we'll be here.
With bells on.
That's right.
So I guess you could say we'll see you next year. Then.
We'll see you next year.
So thanks for joining us. This is John Slavin, joined by
Tyler Killen.
And that is all.